Spec. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at GoRedForWomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4444. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Thursday morning, well, guess what? You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. Can you believe the week has flown by? I don't know if it has for you, but it has for us. I guess when you get back on the grind with back to school and then you're getting ready for back to school, for those of you who are not in school and awaiting school tomorrow, it's a little bit different. But you know what? It feels good. And if you're just getting out this morning, it's cool outside. It just really put us in the posture of football season, getting ready to hit the gridiron, getting ready to see some hits, getting ready to see some football. And I'm going to tell you, that makes us excited. If you're football fans, especially high school football, it's about to kick off, getting ready for jamborees, getting ready for all that goes along with high school football. But before we get there this morning, we want to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. You might as well get ready. Slow down through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. This morning, as we were traveling in, we saw bicycle riders. Of course, they had their helmets on. They were a little bit older people. That was great. But there's so many things that happen in the morning. A lot of people are getting their exercise going. They're running. They're walking. They're cycling. And so it's really critical for each and every one of us to make sure that we get our routines down at night so that we're not rushing in the morning, so that we have time to slow down through school zones. We have time to help our resource officers in the drop-off lines, and we have time to help our crossing guards as they're helping kids get across those crossing zones. So you know what? Lots to think about. And as you're driving in, we want to make sure that you stay engaged, stay on point, watch out for yourself as well as others. And most importantly, stay off of those mobile devices. Well, y'all, it's Thursday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:39 a.m. Central Standard, 8:39 Eastern. And boy, do we have a power-packed show ready for you today. Oh, yeah, you've been seeing the trailers of The Butler, Oprah Winfrey, Forrest Whitaker, the all-star cast. Well, guess what? This morning, we're going to be joined by the author of The Butler, a witness to hit history, Will Haygood. Oh, it's going to be an incredible conversation. Stay on point, everybody. But when we come back, we've got lots and lots to talk about before we get to Will Haygood. So stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. 3 new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good Thursday morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sinla Area Agency on Aging, the Foster Grandparent Program. What an incredible opportunity for our seniors, if you're 55 years old or older, to get involved. Share today and shape tomorrow with Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. You get free stipends, you get free gas mileage, you get this money, and it doesn't affect any of your other money. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-484-2260. That's 2260, 484-2260. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also Hixson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Boy, if you hear the glee in my voice, it's because it is there. It feels good if you're just getting started this morning. DC, it feels like fall. It feels like it's ushering its way in. Could I be wrong?
Boy, it was nice and cool this morning, Carlotta. I'm telling you, it smells and feels like football.
Oh, yeah. It's in the air. We're awaiting high school football, college football, the NFL, and we're also waiting, DC, AAA, Alexandria AAA football. What an exciting, exciting time that is for our young people. We want to encourage those parents to register their kids with AAA football. We had an opportunity, DC, to have young Deuce Christmas play in the AAA league, and how amazing was it for us?
Oh, man, that was the first league David played in. Of course, now he plays high school football, but he started out right there on the AAA field.
Absolutely.
Right there with Jody White and right over here in the City Park area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing to see all the kids and tomorrow's athletes, high school athletes, college athletes, and athletes from all over Central Louisiana, because, you know, they have them in
Avoyelles Parish.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got, where's Sherry from? Glenmore.
Glenmore.
And Leesville. You know, there's just teams all over the place. And, I mean, it is a sight to see little kids out there looking like little miniature pros.
Absolutely it is. And we want to remind all of you, if you've been wondering how to connect with AAA football, well, they're having registration, D.C., this Saturday. This Saturday, August 17th at Sinla Sports. You know what? We just can't say enough good, positive things about Sinla Sports either. How they work with every single team during every season to make sure that the kids and the coaches are on point with uniforms and just the whole nine yards. So the registration, everybody, if you've been wondering about AAA football, is going to be happening this Saturday at Sinla Sports from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
That's all day.
That's all day. And so there's no excuse. You get up on Saturday morning, you go out. Sinla Sports is located at 5615 Coliseum Boulevard right here in Alexandria. Or for more information, D.C., they can call Jody White. Now, what can we say about Jody? So involved with...
And Jody's involved with athletics. He's involved in baseball. He's involved in football. He's just a part of what's happening in Alexandria here with the kids. And it was, you know, it was good to see. I mean, when David was playing, we'd see him out there every game, you know, doing whatever needed to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, if he needed to, he didn't have a problem with officiating if he had to. Whatever he needed to do to make sure the games went on, he was prepared to do it. And big ups to him for being a part of our kids' lives like that and being a pillar in the community when it comes to serving our kids.
And you know what?
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely, D.C. Hats off to Jody White. Here's his phone number, everybody, if you want to connect with him. It's 318-446-0385. And, you know, as we've been talking about fatherless sons and starting that dialogue with Dr.
Absolutely.
Steve Perry and Roland Warren, one of the things that they really both echoed was having men in your son's lives. And we cannot say enough about the men that are out there, D.C., who are lending their time and their talent to help shape tomorrow's future.
Absolutely, Carlette. I mean, and we had the opportunity to meet a lot of people here in the Alexandria area who was giving back to the community by way of helping the kids and coaching the kids. And it was really a sight to see the men out there, you know, because a lot of them are just fathers.
Absolutely.
And they were actually out there teaching the kids the entry-level game of football so that they will be ready once they go into junior high school.
Absolutely.
That's where it starts at, right there on the AAA feel.
Absolutely. And DC, for us, as you were saying that, and I was remembering, you know, right around this time when young David Christmas started, our son started out there, that was literally the first time he had had on
a uniform. That was the first time he had ever played football. He had been playing baseball for a while, but of course, you know, football is a little different sport. And for me, I just decided to put him in at that age, and I didn't want to, he asked me to play.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't want to, you know, because I play football, everybody thinks he's going to play football. And I had resolved to myself that if he decided he didn't want to play, well, that's fine. You know, because as long as he's doing well in school like he's been doing, you know, he can play or not play.
Absolutely.
You know, but he decided for himself, hey, Dad, I'd like to play a little football.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go get you fitted up for you.
Let's go get you uniformed
let's
up.
Let's go get you fitted up. Get you some shoes, boy. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Let's go play some football.
And on a serious note, DC, for those parents that are kind of concerned, especially for moms, who are saying, you know, I don't know. Talk about how important it is for young boys and girls too, but we're talking about boys right now, to be involved in team sports like that.
It's very important, Carlette. It of course, you know, it helps with self-esteem, confidence issues, and you know, with rule following. You know, just like in the classroom, you have to follow rules. When you're on the football field or any ball field for that point, there's rules and regulations that have to be followed. Plus teaching the team concept. You know, there's no I in team, and we need to start teaching our kids early on not to be so selfish and self-centered till everything just revolves around me. You know, that is not a good attitude to have. It doesn't work at any level anywhere in life, and most of the time when you see narcissistic people like that, you see failure.
That's powerful. And for those mothers, as a mom, I just want to say to those moms that the men that are out here lending their time, by and large, and we've been on this circuit since David was about 5 years old, seeing parents, seeing men coach, lending their time, whatever talents they have, but most importantly, their time, and loving being out there mentoring our kids. I would say when you take your children out there, trust those men and allow them to help shape your young boy into a young man, because that's where it starts. And generally, overall, we have had such wonderful experiences with all of the men who are lending their time. And let me tell you something, some of those men get right off work and come straight out there either to the football field or the baseball field and get ready to help coach our kids. So once again, I want to remind you that it is time for football, and AAA football registration is going to be happening this Saturday. Mark it on your calendar, August the 17th at Sinlaw Sports. It's going to be starting at 9 o'clock. It's going to go until 3 p.m. They're located at 5615 Coliseum Boulevard right here in Alexandria. Or for more information, you can contact directly Jody White, who is really the director and coordinates much of what happens out at the AAA ball field. The number is 318-446-0385. So if you were wondering what happened, why you hadn't heard, well, now is the time. This Saturday from 9 to 3, they're going to be having registration. And so if you want to get your kids involved, this is a great opportunity. Y'all, it's football season. We feel it in the air. It feels good. We've got great conversation coming up with Will Haygood. He is the author of The Butler, A Witness to History. Y'all, it promises to be an incredible conversation. We want you to get ready, and we want you to get ready for the movie. It's debuting August the 16th. We're going to talk about the cast. We're going to talk about how the movie came into being, and we're going to talk about the whole incredible story. And, y'all, I read the book. It's absolutely amazing. So we want you to stay on point. If you're traveling in, it's 7:54 a.m. Central Standard, 8:54 Eastern. You're on point. It's going to be an incredible morning. So you don't want to miss it. Hey, everybody, stay on point. I've got to take a break here, but we're back with more after this. Stay with us.
A groovy groove, messing What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:59 a.m. Central Standard, 8:59 Eastern. And as we have been telling you all week, this morning we're going to be joined by Will Haygood And let me just tell you a little bit about Will in case you haven't heard the story. If you haven't, I don't know where you've been. He is an acclaimed and prominent writer for The Washington Post, as well as the author of several books. His book, The Butler, A Witness to History, has just climbed to the New York Times bestseller list, and we are proud and honored to welcome Will Haygood to the OPT Network for the very first time. Will, good morning, and welcome all the way from Ohio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here with you and your listeners.
Absolutely. And so, Will, as we were talking before we came on air, I said to you, what does this feel like? Had you any clue when you were birthing, not even birthing the book, but just birthing and, well, conceiving first, the article that you would write for the Washington Post, did you have any idea how big this would ever possibly get?
No, but when Mr. Eugene Allen took me down his basement in early November 2008.
Let me just give people a little bit of history about Eugene Allen, because when we go to see the movie, we won't know him as Eugene Allen. Eugene Allen is actually the butler. But before we talk about going into his basement, I want to talk about when you got the idea to write about Eugene Allen and sort of that journey to even finding him. And why did you think that writing about someone in the White House and the history of their lives would be so critically important?
In 2008, I was, still a Washington Post reporter, but I was on the campaign plane with then Senator Obama, landed in North Carolina for a rally at night. After the rally, I walked outside of the auditorium, and I saw three young ladies nearby. They were crying. I walked over to them and asked them if there was anything I could do. They said their fathers stopped talking to them because they supported this African-American candidate. The young ladies happened to have been white. I thought it was very powerful that they were defying their Southern fathers. They wanted to judge this candidate by the content of his character, as Dr. King said, not the color of his skin. I thought it was so powerful. Right then and there, I said to myself that Obama was going to win. I just knew it. He was still down in the polls by 10 points. Hillary Clinton was still in the race. But I just said, he's going to win. And with that, I wanted to find somebody who worked in the White House during the era of segregation, before the major civil rights bills in the 60s, and tell their story, because I thought it would be an improbable journey from their mind to that moment of victory.
And so how is your mind, Will, at that moment, able to conceive, you know what, I want to find somebody? Where do you think that came from? How did that encounter, did it precipitate the encounter in your mind that I need to find somebody?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, really, and I must answer it as honestly as I can. My grandparents who raised me, I lived in their house all my life, came from Selma, Alabama, that civil rights soaked city. And as a journalist, when I go out on the story, I always want to talk to the voiceless, to the people without power, because there is such a majesty there. I think it's the best calling for a journalist to parachute into a town or city and find somebody who hasn't been quoted in the newspapers, whose photograph has never been in the newspaper. I think a whole lot of talking heads, they always go to the same people over and over. And so I knew I wanted to find somebody who had never been heard of, and somebody who had lived in the shadows of power at the White House. Did I think I would find a man who had worked for eight presidents from 1952 to 1986? No, I did not. So I was very fortunate that I did.
And so when you finally, with being living and working and working the beat in Washington, you think, okay, there are a lot of connections. Surely this will be not such a daunting task. But not true. It ended up being sort of a task to find Eugene Allen. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it was an ordeal. First, I started out phoning the White House, and they don't give any information about who has worked there in the past. And then I know some people on the Hill, some people in Senate offices and in House offices in Washington, D.C., and I called those contacts, got nowhere. And now my editor, Steve Reese, saying, look, you got like 7 days, Will, but then I really need you back out on the campaign trail. And mm-hmm. I told him, I said, I need 7 to 10 days to find this person. He was a ghost. I was really mm-hmm. looking for a ghost. And Steve didn't think that Obama was going to win. I mm-hmm. think he just wanted to mollify me, give me a few days to not find this person mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. get back on the trail. And so after about 30 calls, I said to myself, after about 30 calls, because somebody in Tampa, Florida had finally said, well, look, there is a gentleman by the name of Eugene Allen who I knew who worked at the White House in the 70s. I think he worked for 3 presidents. And I don't know where he lives, but I saw him at a Butler reunion at the White House. He must live in the D.C. area because he was getting into a taxi cab outside of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out phone books. It's funny. I told Oprah Winfrey this on the movie set. I got out phone books from Virginia, Maryland, and D.C.
Wow.
And started looking for like 5 at a time the name Eugene Allen in, you know, small towns in and around Washington, D.C. or Virginia or Maryland.
And what a common name Eugene Allen is.
Exactly,
like, how many Eugene Allens are in those phone books?
Yes. And some of those phone books had, like, a whole page of people with that name. It's a very common name.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking on about the 35th call, hang ups and people saying, no, wrong number, no, stop calling this number, no, wrong number. And I said to myself, oh, man, I'm just never going to find what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But that night in bed, I said to myself, my grandmother was a hotel cook. Mm-hmm. She got up 6 days a week here in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm at right now on this book movie tour. She got up 6 days a week. And she never complained. And I said, Will, so how dare you complain about making 30, 35 phone calls and missing the mark? So I got up the next day, went back into the office, and started all over again. And on the 57th call, I said, hello, my name is Will Haygood. I'm a national reporter for the Washington Post, and I'm looking for Mr. Eugene Allen, who used to work for 3 presidents at the White House. He said, this is that Eugene Allen. However,
wow.
I did not work for 3 presidents. I worked for 8.
Wow.
And so
what was that moment like, Will? Like, you hit the jackpot. What is that moment like for you at that very moment?
I had to literally put my hand in my mouth to keep from screaming because, you know, it was great just to have found him. I mean, uh-huh. if nothing else, even if there was no story, I think it was going to satisfy my stubborn
mm-hmm.
pride
mm-hmm.
that, well, at least I tracked the man down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, here I am, a journalist at the Washington Post. I should know how to find people. And so that gave me joy. And I asked him if I could come over and talk to him about his life and about this moment in history. Now, mind you, I did not know if he was going to support Obama. I mean,
uh-huh.
It was a leap of faith. I mean, and so I asked him if I could come over and visit him, and he said, well, wait a minute, let me ask my wife. And he turned to her and asked him, and he said, honey, there's a writer for the Washington Post who wants to come over and talk to me. And she said, talk to you about what? And he said, well, my life, I guess. And she said, well, tell him he can't come tomorrow because we both have doctor's appointments. Yeah, that was how it happened. And so I waited a day, which was like torture, because my thinking is that they're probably going to sleep on it, and they're going to say, no, we don't want no publicity, and we don't want no stranger up in our house.
Right.
We don't know anybody who knows him, because, you know, a lot of times a newspaper person will know somebody who knows somebody who knows your subject, and they'll be able to run some interference for you. But this was a cold call. They never heard of me, and they just, I mean, it was going to be a new thing in their life to have this stranger come over to their house.
Wow. Well, Will, this is what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about that meeting when you finally meet Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Allen, and what that's like, and where you go in culture and in history in those next days and months to come. Hey, everybody, this is a wonderful conversation that you don't want to miss. We're talking to Will Haygood. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling author, The Butler, A Witness to History. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318 484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:17 Eastern. And this morning we're joined by New York Times bestselling author Will Haygood. The book is The Butler, A Witness to History, the story that inspired the major motion picture that we're all awaiting. And before we went to break, we were talking about finding Eugene and Helene Allen, and you have to wait because they have a doctor's appointment, but then you finally get a chance to meet them in person. What is that moment like when you go to their home?
First of all, they reminded me of my grandparents who raised me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sweet.
Let me ask you this, Will. When you first, okay, you talked to him on the phone, and you set mm-hmm. this appointment, do you think, wow, I hope he's lucid enough. I hope he can really articulate the story that I'm trying to write?
Well, sure. But, I mean, just knowing that he had been in the White House, I mean, I knew I would have some anchor, some type of story mm-hmm. to fashion. They were very reticent at first, and they were watching a game show on TV. And
what were they watching, Will? What were they watching?
The Price is Right. And they told me pointedly that I would have to sit through that exam.
Uh-huh.
And when it went off, she said, now there's a rerun of it, and we also watch that. We'll be ready to talk to you. In about 30 minutes, we'll be ready to talk to you. And I'm looking around the house, the living room, uh-huh. and I don't see no extravagant pictures. I see one picture of Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan and him and her, but I don't see nothing else. And I'm thinking, well, maybe these people aren't who I think they are. I mean, all kind of thoughts, and I'm sitting there watching The Price is Right, and I want to get right into it. I say, don't bet on that. What are you doing? What the heck? Are these people crazy? How can they think that costs that much?
Uh-huh.
And then when it went off, she looked at me, and she said, now, where are you from? And then I told her, she said, who are your people? I mean, very Southern question, like, who your people? Uh-huh. I mean, it was, you know, they just didn't want me coming up in their house stealing a lot of information and a lot of clothes and then running down the street with it. I mean, they were very cautious and yet at the same time very sweet. And so we started talking. And it went from
Was the talk easy?
No, not at first. I think it took about 30 minutes. And I think what helped is that I wrote a book on Congressman Adam Clayton Powell Jr. And that book took me, for research purposes, into the Truman Library, the Eisenhower Library, the Johnson Library, and the President Kennedy Library, and about seven presidential libraries. And so the names that they would mention, I would know in the time periods and the Emmett Till murder and Medgar Evers and all that. They were impressed by that. So it helped open the conversation up. And then we started talking, and they started taking me through their childhoods on Southern farms in the South. She was from North Carolina. He was from Virginia, seat of the Confederacy, the seat of the Confederacy. And they met in Washington, D.C. They got married about a year after meeting. In 1952, he got recruited to start at the Truman White House as a pantry man, making $200 a month. And he thought he was on top of the world.
But before that, he even talked about where he learned to serve before he, you know, made it into the pantry and really not having any education, no real formal education, but really being so smart. Wasn't that almost ironic?
Yes, it was. I mean, here he was working and sometimes living, you know, when it was bad weather, he would spend the night at the White House in the 50s or 60s. And he was around the brightest minds of the times. I mean, all of the diplomats, world leaders, scholars would come into the White House for conferences. The young Dr. Martin Luther King came into the White House during the Eisenhower years. And Mr. Allen first met Dr. King. And I think he educated himself by listening, by observing. You know, he had access to the best newspapers in the country. Every day they would be delivered to the Oval Office. And often he would take them.
Wow.
And when those newspapers were thrown out, he would keep them.
And then so he talks about being promoted from the pantry to the butler.
Yes, that was huge for him because the hours were long, the job was backbreaking, and then there's this element which I think about almost every day. In the 1950s, up until midway into the 1960s, he worked at the most powerful address in the world, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Yet he could leave there and go back to his native Virginia on the weekend visit and have to use a segregated bathroom. Wasn't allowed to try on a suit in a men's store because of the color of his skin. That has always just been mind-blowing to me, that he would get back up in the morning and go right back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because that was a kind of a bubble. I mean, he lived and worked under the American flag. I think what this, hopefully, book and movie has shown, that Eugene Allen was a stitch, a beautiful stitch in the American flag, which we all love. And I think that that's a remarkable story.
Absolutely. And so you chronicle a lot of the history of what Eugene Allen really saw. But that moment when Eugene, well, actually when his wife, Helene, she kind of warms up to you and she figures out that you're okay. And then what happens?
She turns to him, sitting down. They're both sitting down. They're both elderly, frail, somewhat frail. She turns to him and says, "Honey, you can show him now." I didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
"You can show him now." He stood up slowly. He had some keys on his belt loop, and he said, "Hold my arm and follow me." We walked very slowly through the kitchen and reached his basement door. It was locked. I wondered why anyone had to have a lock on mm-hmm. their basement door. He said, "The light switch is in the middle of the ceiling, so when we walk down the steps out, we'll walk through a little darkness, and then I'll turn on the switch." When we got beneath the switch, he turned it on, and I looked around, and it was like I had been transported to the land of Oz.
Wow.
Some mystical, magical land. It was like a room at the Smithsonian. There were pictures of Mr. Allen and all of the presidents he had worked for: President Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Ford, Carter, Nixon, Reagan. Beautiful pictures. There were letters from the presidents framed and on the wall. There were gifts. Mm. There was a Stetson hat from Lyndon Johnson, still in the box. And he said,
"Wow,
this is a gift from the president." One weekend he went to his ranch. He came back and he said, "Hey, Gene, here's a cowboy hat for you." And then there were pictures of him with people who had visited the White House, from Ella Fitzgerald to Frank Sinatra to Sammy Davis Jr. to Don King to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Martin Luther King Sr., and all the way up to Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley. And there were all these gifts, and it was something like I had never seen before. This was one man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this wasn't 12 people. This was one man's life. And I walked over to him. I mean, my knees were literally getting weak, and I said, "Mr. Allen, now, are you sure that no one has ever written a long narrative about your life?" And he took a step closer to me, and maybe this is the after effects of Jim Crow America mm-hmm. growing up in the South. I don't know. But he took a step closer to me, and he said, "If you think my life is worthy, you'll be the first."
Wow.
I had to step away from him and turn my head, because I did not want him to see the tears that were welling up in my eyes. That this man wondered if his life was worthy enough.
Wow. And so at that moment, and I was telling you during the break, the book is riveting, and I cannot wait to see the movie. I cried throughout the book, because there's so many stories, Will, within the story. While you're in the basement, is everything, I envisioned it, and you tell me, I just envisioned everything just being pristine and just beautifully laid out of his life. Was it like that?
Oh my goodness. I almost wanted to run. Visually, as soon as I seen it, I almost wanted to run back to my newsroom and say, "Hey, send somebody over here to take a photograph right now. You wouldn't believe what I found." It was elegant. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it was so tastefully done. I mean, he looked around and he pointed and he said, "This is President Eisenhower. After he got out of office, I went to visit him in Gettysburg, and we walked the battlefield together, and his servant served us lunch." Just look at that scene. President Eisenhower thought enough of Gene Allen that he wanted him to come visit someday. Mr. Allen had some vacation days and drove up there. And then President Eisenhower's butler served President Eisenhower and Mr. Allen. That to me is just a beautifully very poetic scene. He got letters from the children of the first families throughout their lives, and just right up until the day he passed away, he got letters from them. And he knew, in a way, I think, where his life had been. But I, you know, with the 60s and the social revolution, not everybody loved the idea of a butler. A butler, that word got belittled because of the genesis of that. You know, it's a servant role. It grew out of the plantation. And I'm sure that that hurt him. It had to hurt him. I mean, because he honored his job. He loved his country more than his country sometimes loved him because of the laws. So to me, that's the true definition of a patriot.
Absolutely.
He loved his country more than his country sometimes loved him.
Hey, Will, let's do this. Let's take a break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about the historical moment that we all awaited to see if we would have an African-American president. And I want to talk about the events that led up to that moment as it pertains to Eugene Allen, the butler. More of this wonderful story after this very quick break. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats, and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, we're back with this incredible story, The Butler, A Witness to History. Will Haygood is the author. The book has shot to the New York Times bestsellers list. The story that inspired a major motion picture coming out this Friday. Will, when we went to break, we were talking about the moment in history that many Americans, well, America waited for. And Eugene and Helene were part of that history. But something happens right before that. Let's talk about it.
His wife, it was a Friday when I interviewed him, the Friday before the 2008 election. So that's Friday. 2 days later, the son, Charles, comes over. And Charles, he comes into the house and says, "Hey, Mama, how you doing?" And she said, "Oh, honey, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy." He said, "Mama, why? What are you, hit the lottery or something?" And she said, no. "A writer has come by, and he's going to do a story on my Eugene, on your father, all his years in the White House. I've so wanted somebody to recognize my husband and his service to the country, and there's going to be a story soon." And she looks around. There's a couple other people visiting the house, and she says, I'm so at peace, everybody. I'm so at peace. I'm going upstairs now, and I'm going to bed." She went upstairs, went to bed, and died that very night.
Wow.
The day before the 2008 election. I had called the Butler's home Monday morning, just to see how the photo session went, because we had sent a photographer over there on Sunday. Now, listen to this. On Friday, when I left their house, late at night, the subway train broke down that I was on. It stopped at Farragut North. I live at Van Ness, which is several stops ahead. But it broke down at Farragut North for about 40 minutes. The Washington Post newsroom happens to be right upstairs. So I said, "Well, what the heck? I might as well go on upstairs and put in the photo assignment," which I did. I put in the photo assignment for Sunday. His wife goes upstairs, goes to bed, and dies.
Wow.
So if the train hadn't have broken down, and if I hadn't have went into the newsroom that night at 11:55 p.m., we would have never got the last photograph of Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Allen together. So I think there was like a higher force at work there. And when I called Monday, I said, "Hey, Mr. Allen, it's Will Haygood, the reporter. How you doing? How's your wife doing this morning?" And he said, "She's gone." And I said, "Going where, to the store?" He said, "She's gone." I said, "When's she coming back?" And he said, "No, she died. She didn't wake up." And I was crushed. I mean, I was speechless. It was a grim day for me. I mean, you know, and then I said to myself later in the day, I said, "Wow, gee, I wonder if I asked her too many long questions. I wonder if I exhausted her heart, made her tired." And, it was just a sad feeling. And her son later told me that story about when he came over Sunday. And her son said, "Will, you got it all wrong. My mother was waiting on you. And when you came and she knew you were going to do the story, she was at peace."
Wow. And so now Eugene is left to forge on alone on the rest of this journey. And this was the day before the momentous election that really would change the way America looked at itself, I think, and looked at its history.
Yes. Let me transition. Yes, the day was historic. The election was historic, special, as we know.
But you did some things before that, Will, in writing the story, and you sort of let the powers that be know who Eugene Butler was and his mark in history. And so he invariably had a place after the election, at the inauguration.
Yes, the story I wrote appeared on the front page of the Washington Post on November 7th, 2008. And there were letters sent to me because the story was quickly reprinted in newspapers all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there were letters that would be sent to me in care of Mr. Allen. Some would come from school children in Australia, telling him that they were sorry that he lost his wife and wishing him well and thanking him for his service to the country. He got letters from South Korea, all over Europe, France, Germany,
wow.
Sweden. And they would come to me at my newspaper office, and I would put them in sacks, and then I would take them over there, and his wife was gone, and it would just be me and him by lamplight, and we would read the letters. It was very touching.
What did he think of that, Will? What did he think of all this attention?
That he didn't deserve it. Mm. He was pretty surprised. He was pretty surprised, yet very touched. Very, very, very touched. He would read something aloud from a, say, a schoolgirl in, say, Los Angeles, and he would say, "Woohoo! Woohoo! Mama!" He'd say, "She said her teacher helped her write this letter. Yeah, and she's only 7 years old. Woohoo! Mama! Mama!"
You can almost see and feel that moment in those last days of his life and the joy that he felt,
yeah,
knowing the way that others really honored him and were,
yeah,
you know, honoring him.
Yeah, when he got sick and he was dying, I hopped on a city bus in Washington and went to the hospital where he was at. And when I walked in the room, my front page picture, my front page story, my front page story in the Washington Post was hanging up on the wall.
Wow.
In the hospital room. And he said, "My son put that there to make sure that they know who I am."
Make sure they roll it out for me, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I think he said, "If I need top service now, I certainly will accept it because I want to get better."
Uh-huh.
That picture was front and center. His picture was front and center in the hospital.
Right.
Room.
And so he did get a chance to vote, and people will have to read the book and they'll have to really see the movie. But I want to fast forward a little bit ahead, Will, and that moment when you're approached and the powers that be say, "We want to make a movie out of this." What was that like? Take us through that moment.
Yes. A day after the story appeared, my phone, I had 15 movie offers a day after the story.
And so, like, what are you thinking? Little old reporter me.
Yep.
15 offers for this article,
yeah,
to be, or this,
yeah,
book to become a movie? And it, had it,
yeah,
even 15. Become a book yet?
Right. But there was a feeling immediately in Hollywood, there was a feeling that this is so original.
Mm.
And folks always say, "There's nothing new under the sun." Well, this is new.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew this guy existed. And
mm-hmm.
he went back from Harry Truman to Ronald Reagan, and he lived long enough to vote for Obama and get, you know, invited to see swearing in. I mean, it was, it, humbly say, it was the buzz in Hollywood. And I got on an airplane like 3 days later to go to Memphis, Tennessee to do a story. I'm in my hotel room. The phone rings. The front desk says, Lori Ziskin is on the phone for you, Mr. Hager.
And tell people who Lori Ziskin is.
Yeah, she produced all of the Spider-Man movies. And she produced As Good as It Gets. And also Pretty Woman.
Absolutely.
With Julia Roberts. She's a famous.
She's huge. She's huge. And nobody probably really, when you say Lori Ziskin, would probably really know who that is. But she's huge.
Right. Very, very huge. She was making, she's been making movies for 30 years in Hollywood. And she called me, and right off the bat.
Did you know who she was, Will, when she called you up?
Yes, only because I knew her name, only because I follow movies a lot. And she said, well, hey, good, I'm Laura Ziskin. I'm a movie producer. I said, oh, yes, Ms. Ziskin, I've certainly heard of you. And she said, well, look, here's what I want to do. I want to option your story and make a movie. She said, it's a fabulous story, and there are going to be a lot of other producers who are going to be calling you. But here's how I'm going to open the movie up. I'm going to open the movie with you looking for Mr. Allen, and I want you to tell me that story. And she did, and at the end of the conversation, she said, I'm crying right now. She said, I am going to commit myself to telling this story.
And I have chills just right now, Will, because this is one of those stories within the story, the movie, the book, that people really have not heard about. So go ahead, and so she's got your attention, and you're really sort of committed at this moment, right?
Yes, but Hollywood being Hollywood, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I get back, and my agent calls me out in L.A. He calls me from L.A. and says, hey, we have a Laura Ziskin, very powerful out here. If she doesn't touch things unless she plans to see them through. She doesn't waste her time on projects. She doesn't dilly-dally around. If she says she's going to make something, she's going to make it. And so Laura Ziskin with Pam Williams, her business partner, they both came out to Washington, D.C. to visit me. And they said that Steven Spielberg is interested. So when Steven Spielberg talks in Hollywood, of course, everybody kind of slows down and listens.
Right. So she grabs it, and at this point, she knows that she's going to have to shop it, because we know that now, we know it turned out to be huge. But one thing that people maybe didn't know was that Lori had breast cancer.
Yes, yes. Lori Ziskin did. And she started getting sicker and sicker. It seemed like the more sicker she got, the more...
She was relentless. She got relentless.
Yes, to make this movie. Plus, she was also upset that Hollywood does not make movies where the African-American themed movies, especially civil rights movies. I mean, movie producers and filmmakers have just shied from that. And that's, you know, since the Civil War, that's the most epic moral victory that this nation has known, the civil rights movement. And she knew that. And she knew that the few civil rights movies that have been made, the camera has turned unevenly onto the white character. Now that's in. Now we know there are white heroes in the civil rights movement, hands down, of course. But when you tell that story at the risk of the African Americans in the story, something becomes uneven. For instance, we all know what happened when Mississippi Burning came out about the civil rights workers. Well, the heroes looked like they were two FBI agents, and the FBI were not heroes in that case. They've been heroes in other cases, but they were not heroes in that particular case. And so Laura Siskin was determined to make this movie. Steven Spielberg was busy. He had to go on and make Lincoln, which he did, fabulous movie. And the project fell into the hands of Lee Daniels, only the second African-American director to be nominated for an Oscar for his movie Precious. And he has made a stunning movie.
Wow. Six Oscar winners in the movie?
Yes, six Oscar winners, multiple Oscar nominees, such as Terrence Howard and others. But the movie has Robin Williams, Oprah Winfrey, Forest Whitaker, Cuba Gooding Jr., Terrence Howard, Mariah Carey, Alan Rickman, Liev Schreiber, Vanessa Redgrave, and Coleman Domingo, and many others.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge, Will. It is huge. In a word, I mean, that's the only thing you could say is it's huge. And sadly enough, Laurie Ziskin, who was really, I think, probably what we would call a pioneer for getting this done, she lost her fight with breast cancer and died.
Yes, she did. And I had one long meeting with her, like I said, in Washington, D.C., and she just struck me as a ferocious and fierce filmmaker. And then it fell to Pam Williams. And Pam Williams was defiant in getting this movie made. And Sheila Johnson, the co-founder of BET, laid out the seed money. And she was beautiful and valiant and heroic. And Lee Daniels was valiant, heroic in raising this money. Lee had been trying to make a movie called Selma. And I had been following that in the newspapers for obvious reasons. My grandparents and my mother all born in Selma, Alabama. So I was waiting on this Selma movie. And that fell apart. And then The Butler fell into his hands. It's all kind of mystical, isn't it?
You know what I felt, Will? I felt divinity in this. And, you know, we just want to thank you for being so gracious with your time. But I will say this, and we honor you this morning, but I said to you as I was reading the book, and we're so glad that the publicity for the book reached out to us to bring you here this morning, because you absolutely speak to possibility that one person could create something that could go absolutely global and be epic. And so, Will, much luck and blessings. We can't wait to see what the movie's going to do, and we can't wait to talk to you when you're back.
Wonderful. It's been wonderful being on your great show, and I thank you so much for caring about the book and this great man and this time in cinema history. I thank you so much.
Absolutely. Will, hang on for me. Hey, y'all, we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll have more right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I got to pull myself together because I'm going to tell you, you guys know I read so much. I love to read. And I read and I share these stories with you because I want you to love reading. I want you to get down into these books and get what they have for each of us. I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of people are going to go to the movie. But there's nothing like the book and the love and the time and the passion that Will Haygood poured into this book. And DC, I just want to thank you. I want to thank our team. I want to thank the people at Simon & Schuster that have been so kind to us, that when they get great stories and great people, that they reach out to us. And they allow us to share these stories with you. And this is why it's called the OPT Network, because we are literally connecting with people from around the world. DC says, we don't do it because somebody else is doing it. We do it because it's our passion and it's on our heart. And sometimes when people just dupe what others do, you don't feel the passion. You don't feel the authenticity. And so this is why we do it. We do it because it's so powerful. We do it because we love you. And we do it because it's smart talk for smart people. Thank you guys so much. Don't you love Will Haygood? Look for him. Look for the book. Look for the movie, August 16th. We're going to be there. We're going to take our family. It's a great family movie. The book has shot to the bestsellers list, the New York Times bestseller list. Again, the author, Will Haygood, the book, The Butler, A Witness to History. Will was so generous with his time, and we thank all of you for being generous with your time as well. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Y'all, I'm oozing because possibility is endless. Will was a reporter. Now he's shooting to superstardom. That's how it happens when you just stay in the season. You know when the season begins. You know when the season ends. And you stay in the season. Hey, everybody, I got a wrap. I'm getting the big wrap sign for Deuce Christmas. For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. You know tomorrow's Real Women, Real Talk. Have a great day, and we'll see you right back here on Friday, everybody. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.